Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly manfish.
He is Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
I'm old Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ in the studio with me. We got Vinny Two Tanks, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Jared the Diver Guy, and of course the Aqua Gypsy making up the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. And I heard...
Greg, dude, I don't know if we have time for this, and I don't know if you want me to mention it, but I just got a text from Tank.
Tank?
Yeah.
The strip club DJ?
Yeah.
Okay. And?
Well... He had a question for Brittany, but it's
of course he did
wildly inappropriate.
Okay, well, go ahead. I'm going to be off for a month, so I don't give a crap.
All right. Well, he wants to know if Brittany wore a bra during the bread spanking incident.
Why would he want to know that?
I don't know.
Huh?
I was probably in a bikini, I'd say.
Okay, that counts.
All right. What color?
Probably red.
Okay, let me just text him back.
Okay, yeah. I don't know where this is going, but I'm afraid. I'm deathly afraid.
What? He said, oh, hell yeah.
Of course he did. Okay, well, it is what it is. Well, Brittany, so Bonaire, your trip with Vinny didn't go as good as you had hoped it would. I mean, well, you still had a good time.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
it's
it happens.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, no, it went according to plan.
It went according to plan. He was planning to get the crap whacked out of him with a piece of bread.
I was going to say, it's not every day you get assaulted or battered.
I don't even remember, so.
Yeah, right. Anywho, all right.
French toast.
Does this give Vinny a new name? Can we call him Doughboy?
That's hilarious.
Oh.
Okay.
Vinny two slicers.
Oh, geez.
A big, fat, yeasty roll, a Saturn V, Saturn V.
Okay, Casey is, CJ.
Sorry, I'm back.
All right, is having a...
I blacked out for a second.
There. Incident.
What happened?
So, Brittany, I mean, we're talking about the Super Bowl of dive sites. Obviously, I guess Bonaire's not on your list at this point. As far as, you know, the top sites. But what would you say? Where would you put is like two of the favorite dive sites in the world that you've been to? What do you think? You have one? Maybe two?
Double D.
Yeah, I would probably say, well, the first dive site that I really dove on repeatedly over and over and over again was in Key West when I lived there on the Vandenberg.
Oh,
so that would probably be my number one. Just because I love it so much.
Yeah.
Anything in the Keys, of course, because I'm very partial to the Keys.
All right.
And then I would have to say something in Fiji.
Something in Fiji. Okay. Well, I think Fiji came out on top in our Scuba Radio Super Bowl informal polling. Yeah, that's what I said, too. I put it right up there. But, you know, it can always change. You know, I love Fiji. I'll go back there in a heartbeat. But there's always that next dive. You just never know. That's what makes it so great, this
really
activity
really
of what we do. You know? I mean, I'd put, you know, Galapagos right up there. You mentioned Double D.
I did.
I'll say the Super Bowl of dive site names goes to the Turks and Caicos by far.
Yeah, G-Spot.
You got G-Spot, Double D.
Yeah.
What's another one? They got a whole plethora of creative dive site names that definitely deserve
pretty good
honorable mention. And
not to mention the costumes the dive masters wore while they were telling us about the dive sites.
Right. Tutu Tuesday, which is how Tom, Tutu Tom, got his nickname back in the day. I was in the Turks and Caicos. And so we've had a lot of special adventures in the Turks and Caicos. It kind of lends itself to, you know, moving up the list because you have such a good time with the divers that you're diving with. Right? I mean, it counts for something. I mean, you know, when you're traveling to a place like Bonaire and you have Vinny Two Tanks as your dive buddy, does that raise the list or lower the list, Brittany? I'll put you on the spot.
Certainly lowers it.
Ooh, I think she said lower. But I don't know. Vinny,
what? I don't know. She's breaking up.
Lowers it. Oh, sorry. I said certainly lowers it.
Okay. Certainly lowers it. Vinny, how do you feel? How does that make you feel, Vinny?
Well,
are you going
to
cry?
Man has to have an opinion, and I respect her opinion.
Well, what about you?
What about me?
He's taking it like a man.
He is. I mean, the fact that the Aqua Gypsy Brittany was with you, does that raise it on your list or lower it?
What do you mean?
Did she trip you when you fell?
Yeah.
Or did you fall naturally?
Yeah. Oh, no, actually going with her is the best thing ever because she's so organized. That's amazing. Everything went like according to clock. It was perfect.
When
you go with her, everything works out.
Even when you fail, she had it down
she's
time.
Got it. She's Vinny,
you got to fall at this time.
Yeah, she had a steel pipe and hit you in the shin with it, right? Is that how it works?
No, it was Lewis Coral, and he fell, and he bled all over the place.
Gross.
Vinny, do you take blood thinners?
I'm not really. They say I don't, but I do have a stat.
It's just a yes or no answer.
Yeah, you would think.
Have you had your blood checked? Are you anemic?
I'm not sure.
Plead the fifth, Vinny. Plead the fifth.
I'm not even worried about that. The thing I'm worried about now is my battery on my pacemaker is supposed to expire in 3 months.
Oh, no.
And,
oh, geez.
And they keep saying, well, it looks like it's going to be, I go, can't we do it now? And they go, well, we got a whole line of people. And I go, how can I cut in front of the line? So,
well, you can't just clip on a couple clamps on your nipples and hook it up to a battery?
God, I wish it was that simple, but no.
He's going to do that anyway.
He would like that.
So, okay. I got to...
Well,
get my battery changed here.
All right. Well, that'll do.
You better be getting it changed before you go with us on our Casey adventure.
Exactly.
That's okay. Right.
Yeah. I got to get it changed in the next 3 months because that's when it's expected to go dead.
Huh. Well, you don't want to
stop working.
Yeah. I hope they're being conservative.
Yeah.
Like really early.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I'm not giving you mouth to mouth.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know why you bring that up.
Able to. Once the pacemaker stops, I'm just dead. I drop dead.
Mouth to mouth isn't going to
help. We have given chest compressions. We're going to snap him in half.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
cyborg.
No, funnily enough, what you do is you smack him in the face with a loaf of bread.
Yeah, that'll bring him back to life.
That might bring him back.
A nice French baguette.
Is it a baguette? Is it wheat or white?
I'm sorry?
Or rye?
It was rye.
See? Ooh.
That says a lot.
Rye. Bread. Smack him in the eye.
Yeah.
He may like that white bag of bread.
Okay. All right. Well, how about this, Vinny? If Jerry was your dive buddy, would that make the diving better or worse for you? Like if you were
What's that got to do with the price of tea in China? I don't get it.
Wait, you don't care who you dive with? That's not good.
It doesn't matter.
You're not going to get Vinny to Turks and Caicos.
Will you guys stop for Christ's sakes? One at a time. Dear God.
Greg's getting angry.
Yes.
I dove with Vinny in Turks and Caicos, and we had a great time.
There you go.
All right. But Vinny,
stop trying to stir stuff up, Greg.
Well, I'm not trying. No, but Vinny says it doesn't matter.
This
who
isn't a reality show.
Well, what do you think?
It ain't Survivor, Greg.
It could be. And you're about to be voted off the island, my friend.
I love you.
Okay.
Jerry's
well,
full of love.
For what it's
and
worth.
Full of crap.
If I was diving with any of you guys, it would definitely raise the bar on my enjoyment of the dive vacation.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm going to end it on a brown nosing point and wrap it up for this week's edition of The Big Show. Till next time, remember, it's always better where? Come on.
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Radio on the boat and down below.
stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.